KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. Last week on Twitter, the comedian Patton Oswalt got into a small conflict with actor and filmmaker Albert Brooks over who exactly had come up with the idea for the famous School for Comedians sketch. Patton Oswalt was featured in a short piece for Esquire magazine, or maybe it was just on the website, or it could have been a video. Doesn't really matter. The point is, the piece implied that the idea of the famous School for Comedians was Esquire's, and that Albert Brooks did a version a bunch of years ago, and now Patton Oswalt was doing an updated version. Except, it really was Albert Brooks who came up with the whole thing, and so after some back and forth on Twitter, Brooks and Oswalt, neither of whom I know and both of whom I admire, sorted it out and blamed Esquire, which was probably the right thing to do. But who did what? Who came up with it? Who helped? Who got credit? Who gets credit? Who doesn't deserve to get credit? These are pretty much the questions that undergird the entire economy of the entertainment industry, because each one of those questions has a specific answer with a specific price tag attached, and as much as people do things for pride and honor and a sense of contributing the best of their creative selves, they also tend to love money a lot. And so credit, and where it's due, is something we struggle with. Mostly, though, when people in the entertainment business wrangle over credit, they're really wrangling over just that. Credit, the right to say, that thing over there, that scene or script or idea or shot or fix or show or character, that's mine. In the case of Oswalt v. Brooks, it was pretty clear. Brooks created the sketch sometime in the early 1970s, and the minute Patton Oswalt figured out that he wasn't just doing a version of a piece of Esquire's intellectual property, he behaved with grace and professionalism, and if you don't know what that sounds like, head over to his Twitter feed and check it out. I've heard of writers fighting over who came up with a certain story, a certain comic situation, with feuds exploding onto blogs and Twitter and emails and lunch back and forth. But there are cases, often involving people whose names don't appear on the credits, where it's easy to get confused. "That's my show," a young development executive said to me about a show he had developed. "I shaped that one." Okay, that was probably a stretch. I don't really know. Well, I do know, but I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt. Executives often claim all sorts of creative credit for projects they work on, scripts they've championed or developed or just given script notes on, usually in direct proportion to how successful the project turns out to be. Unsold pilots, for instance, get zero help. Hit comedies, though, were nurtured by everyone. That's no surprise, right? One executive I know, she and I have worked together many times over many years on shows that have worked and shows that have not, was part of a television comedy team for more than 20 years. The network where she worked put on some of the biggest and longest-lasting hits of the past decade or two. I never once heard her say, "Oh, that's my show," or "I shaped that one," though I know for a fact that in about half a dozen instances, she had every right to say those words and more, too. In the entertainment business, there are the credits, those appear on screen, and credit, that's what we hand out in Emmy speeches and bonus checks, and then there's something else, something closer to professional grace, what this executive has, what Patton Oswalt has, what may be worth more than the other two combined. And that's it for this week. Next week, we'll read some tea leaves. For KCRW, this is Rob Long.